USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase across the country, Democratic nominee Joe Biden is accusing President Trump of quitting on the country. The
president's supposed to care, to lead, to take responsibility, to never give up. That's what presidents are supposed to do.
Biden unveiled a plan to create 3 million new jobs by improving care for children and the elderly. President Trump says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is likely to get worse before it gets better.
My administration will stop at nothing to save lives and shield the vulnerable, which is so important. We've learned so much about this disease, and we know who the vulnerable are, and we are going to indeed shield them. And again, the vaccines are coming, and they're coming a lot sooner than anyone thought possible, by years.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New York City is ready for the next phase to reopen after coronavirus shutdowns.
This means things like botanical gardens and zoos, for example, they can reopen, but at reduced capacity, 33% capacity.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said outdoor sports will resume, but without spectators. That means the resumption of Major League Baseball, but some indoor venues will stay closed.
Museums, not yet. Malls, not yet. Still closed for now.
The program that allows restaurants to serve customers outdoors has been successful and will extend through October. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti spoke on CNN.
This virus preys on our division. It preys when we get exhausted. It preys on us in those moments when we don't have a unified national front or we as individuals think, oh, this ain't going to be a big deal.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has now hit 142,000, and confirmed cases are just under 4 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New details have now been released about Dale Earnhardt Jr. He helped save his family in a 2019 plane crash. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is ready to start, but the Blue Jays are being forced to find a new home. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
With Major League Baseball kicking off their official season this week, the Blue Jays won't play their home games in Toronto this year because Canada's government doesn't think it's safe for players to travel back and forth from the United States. Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino said the federal government has denied the Blue Jays' request to play at the Rogers Center. The team's alternate sites for home games include their training facility in Dunedin, Florida, which is among the states that are virus hotspots, as well as Saline Field in Buffalo, New York, which is home to Toronto's AAA affiliate, and just across the Niagara River from Canada. The Blue Jays are scheduled to start their season July 24th at Tampa Bay. Their home opener was set for 5 days later against Washington.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.